We're back with another episode.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed during the Face Off with Fleming and Fowler podcast series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent any specific employer, organization, committee, or other group or individual. The primary purpose of this podcast series is to educate and inform. This podcast series does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services.
It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off. It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off.
You don't come here for the facts. You come here for the entertainment, okay?
That's if you're here for the facts, you're at the wrong
wrong podcast. We are here to entertain you. That's why we give a disclaimer at the beginning of our podcast.
Boom, baby.
We're here to educate and inform with entertainment.
Yeah.
That is it.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of the Face Off with Fleming and Fowler. We are back.
Back.
Thank y'all so much for allowing us to take a little break. We have both been in and out of town these past 2 weeks. And
my pussy pink. My booty hole brown.
What does that have to do with being out of town?
Running out of town.
Gotcha. Well, I wasn't out of town for that reason. My grandmother actually turned 100 years old.
That is insane.
I know. She looks so good. And she's still super sassy. Like, oh my God. I had gone to my mom's sister's house and she was there. And so I wanted to take a picture with her just because I was like, oh, you know, I just want to take a picture. So when she went to the bathroom and then she came out. And so, my mom's other sister was like, oh yeah, you know, I thought you wanted to take a picture. And I was like, she looks like she's been tired. Like she's been around people all day. Mm-hmm. Like that's perfectly fine. So I was like, grandma, let's just go back to bed, whatever. She was like, I want to sleep in this bed by myself. I don't want nobody else in this bed with me. And I was like, grandma, ain't nobody about to get in bed with you, lady. First of all, it's hot as fuck in this goddamn house because you're 100 years old and can't regulate your temperature. I was like, I'm about to just help you back to the bed so you don't fall with your 100-year-old self. But it was a time. I'll just say that.
Happy birthday to her.
Yes, happy birthday to her. And then my nephew's birthday was yesterday, so happy 7th birthday to him.
What, 7?
I know, it's crazy. And then my uncle passed away, so rest in peace to him. Anyway, what's been going on in your life these past 2 weeks?
Real circle of life moment for you.
Man, I'm telling you, Jesus.
The first weekend we were off, I went to Chicago for St. Patrick's Day to celebrate my people.
Because you are Irish.
Because I am Irish, 52%, wouldn't you know it.
That's right.
So yeah, I drank the green beer. It was fucking snowing one day in March.
In Chicago?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I'm not down with that. I don't fuck with the cold like that.
Yeah.
And surprise, surprise, worst hangover of my life and had to fly in the morning. Flying hungover is like a level of hell. I'll tell you that right now.
True.
But
I've never had that experience, but.
Well, I pray you never do. It's awful. And I was next to a baby on my flight. Let me complain about something really quick. Let me run you through a scenario. I'm trying to think if it was a window or an aisle seat or a middle seat.
I only get windows.
I know. I'm trying to think. Okay. I had a... Damn, I can't remember the situation. Either way, when I went to sit, I was between a mom and her kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, and the little girl was in the window seat. So I must have been in the middle. And wouldn't it make sense if the mom was like, do you mind switching seats with us so we can sit together? It was two little kids. And I was like, okay, like, yeah, I had to ask. I was like, do you want to sit next to your 2-year-old daughter so she's not just here chilling next to the stranger on the plane? She was like, oh, yeah.
That should have been an automatic red flag for you.
I know. So I took and this mom is like my age, maybe younger. And these kids are just screaming. She's throwing iPhone. Like, I'm not one to judge someone's parenting as I sit here and judge someone's parenting.
Judge their parenting, right.
This little girl on this flight had, I swear to God, 3 sodas. 3. She was like 2 to 3 years old. Mm-hmm. Full sodas. She's like throwing the iPhone in their face, the iPad. They're all over. They're on the floor of the plane, like while the plane's in the air, just like crawling on the floor and sitting in the middle of her legs, screaming. And I was like, I have an IUD for a reason. And I don't think I should be forced to sit next to this on a fucking plane. And I think that there should be adult-only airlines. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
I mean, I do agree with you on that. But as a person who, I think I attract children and their parents on planes, because every time there's a kid, they always come and sit next to me. Mm-hmm. And I remember I told you about the little girl who forced me to play her little Barbie game, and then she fell asleep on me. And I was like, and when she woke up, I was like, your Barbie game's done. Like, I dressed her, took her to the parlor or whatever. But
Barbie has an empire.
Exactly. It was actually a kind of fun game. But even when I went to Florida, the same thing happened. Like, I was in between, there was I think she was like 7 or 8, and she was in the middle, and her mom was in the aisle seat, and I was in the window. But then partway through the flight, she ended up falling asleep on my shoulder. And so her mom kept trying to move her. And I was like, listen, I know I'm a stranger. Let the fucking child sleep. Like, yeah. I'm not one of those people who freaks out over kids crying and making acting a fucking fool. Because on my way back, though, there was this child. I wanted to slap the mother, not the child. The child was screaming. And the mom was just sitting there like she don't hear her fucking child screaming. She didn't even try to soothe the child. I'm like, God damn, lady. The baby can't regulate his own, like, the pressure that's building up in his ears. She ain't trying to give him no... I mean, he legit yelled the entire 2.5-hour flight back to San Antonio. And I wanted to throw both of them off of the plane.
I'm like, listen, I'm the first one on a plane to be like, babies are babies. They're going to scream and cry. Yeah. We're all fine here. We're adults. Everyone act accordingly. But when you're hungover on this fucking flight and these kids are screaming, I'm not, nope, nope. I'm also you were just going to let this fucking kid sit apart from you for fucking 3 hours, you weirdo.
That's crazy. That's weird. That's really, really weird. Even like little babies, like I won't offer to like hold your baby. But if I see you struggling on a plane with a child, like I won't not say, hey, do you need some help? Like, is there something I can help you with? Or, you know, because I clearly see you struggling as a person. And, you know, I know I'm going to go back home to a quiet ass house. So the least I can do is give you an hour and a half, 2 hours of something. Yeah. You know what I mean? But also too, I don't know if I brought this up before we started recording. Please check on your people. Please check on your people. With regard to, I don't know, there's just a weird vibe that's in the air and the atmosphere right now. What was it, Wednesday or Thursday of last week? I think it was Thursday of last week. I got a message from one of my coworkers, one of our old coworkers that we used to work with at a particular hospital here in San Antonio. He unfortunately passed away by way of suicide. And this is a wonderful man. He was a wonderful, wonderful man. Him and I used to take naps all the time because our desks were like, our backs were together where our desk was in like this little fishbowl area. And oh my God, he was so funny. And we used to always take naps. He'd be like, wake me up in 10 minutes. I'd be like, wake me up in 10 minutes. Always on our lunch breaks. And sure. He wasn't even 60 years old. He was in like his mid 50s.
Wow. Oh, that's so sad. Yeah.
I know. So just check on y'all people. Just be kind and realize that people are dealing with stuff that you have no clue about. So yeah.
If everyone could just be kind to everyone. Also, mm-hmm. by the time this comes out, Mercury retrograde will have started. So everyone just take a breath.
How long does it last?
I don't know how long this one is lasting. I can look it up. But Mercury retrograde, April.
But, I did see something about... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you're fine. Go ahead. I don't have shit to say ever.
No. It was about the chart. I looked at some chart and it was some kind of moon chart or something like that. Like what your moon is or what house you're in or something like that.
Oh, okay. Like
whatever age you're turning this year, that's the house that's going to rule you. So I did see the house that's going to rule me. And I was like, I'm looking forward to this. Thank you. I'm not going to say it out loud because I don't want nobody to
do you, you know the time that you were born?
Yes, the exact time. Yes, I do.
Okay, just send that to me. We'll do your chart. We always talk about doing it, and we never do it.
Okay.
And then we can know what your year is going to look like.
Okay, it better be good, because if you send me some fuck shit, I'm going to be on your ass.
I'll need some good stuff. Yeah, but Mercury retrograde is happening first week of April for sure, so just be slow to respond. Think before you speak and act, and just have patience and grace with everyone, and you may lose your keys, or, you know, like your computer may not work, or just like dumb shit like that. That's kind of annoying.
Okay. Speaking of lost things, you know, I'm not a person who lose things, right?
Why not?
So remember how you always losing shit? You're always losing something, right?
That's correct. Yes.
I lost my fucking AirPods for 2 weeks. Two weeks. And I was like, where the fuck are my AirPods? I just had these goddamn things. So I looked on the little find my location, whatever. Uh-huh. And it kept saying, bitches in your house. And I'm like, no, it's not. I looked everywhere. My trash cans, under my bed, I looked over everywhere. So of course, when I go to Florida, I go buy some new AirPods, right?
No,
so
I come. No.
Alyssa, the same day that I actually did, no, the next day I went to work and I happened to have dropped something in my passenger seat. I happened to like scoot over in the chair because, you know, my truck is kind of big.
Mm-hmm.
And when I come back from the passenger seat, I'm like, what is this gold ring? My fucking AirPods got stuck in between the passenger seat and like the center console. That's where it was the entire time.
The easiest way to find some shit is to buy a new whatever it is you want.
And I took them shits right back to Walmart.
You're like, yeah, I don't need this anymore. Thank you.
I don't need to. I don't care how dirty my AirPods are. Bitch, I'm not getting two bears.
Damn, you lose anything. That's crazy.
I don't.
Have been tired.
I have been, because I had to go to urgent care again and get shots. Not in my ass this time. They did it in my thighs because they say they don't do it in the butt anymore, just because, I guess, in the hips, because people are having reactions or something.
Getting too many complaints.
Exactly. I mean, it's at the top of your hip, though. It's not like necessarily really your butt, but it
the
is
weird
your
thing is when you get that shot, how your ass like starts burning. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. That steroid shot, it burns so bad. You just be like, oh my God, that hurt worse than the back pain.
Yep.
But yeah, God is good. And because he is good, it is Resurrection Day. Hallelujah. Also, it is Easter for some people who celebrate pagan holidays, according to the Christians.
I didn't realize that was controversial. The good, I won't say the good parts of Easter, but like the diabetic parts of Easter, you know.
Not the diabetic, Lord Jesus.
We went to mass early, or not mass, we just went to church.
I was like, are you Catholic? Catholic?
I was for a time. I have all my sacraments almost, so I'm gonna call myself.
Oh, that's cool.
We went to church early as shit, and my mom made us get there early as shit. Can I tell you what this woman did?
Your mom?
Yes, my mother.
Of course, please.
So I was running late and I wanted coffee because I'm not about to sit at 8 a.m. without a cup of coffee. Lord, amen. And so she was like, well, we're going to go ahead and we're going to get seats. And I said, that's fine. I'm going to go get coffee. And I'll meet you there. So it was my mom, my brother, my cousin and her kid were coming too. And so I get there and I see my mom and she's saving seats. Mind you, the night before she sent me the Instagram reel from our church that said, do not save seats tomorrow, it's gonna be packed, it's Easter. So I was like okay,
your mom said hold my beer.
Yeah, takes instruction well. So she's saving four seats and I'm like, oh okay, this is for me, my brother, my cousin. And then I see my brother a couple rows up, and so I'm just, I don't know, I don't ask questions anymore, I just do whatever. So I'm sitting there for a while and I was like, why is he sitting up there? And she's like, well, there's not enough room for all of us here because she has a certain place in church that she sits. That's where she wanted to sit. Whatever.
I like that too.
Yes. Which I understand, but it's Easter Sunday. It's right. A madhouse. And
well,
so
the sinners have to realize that these are already assigned seats.
Yeah. Should have told them. And so my mom's like, well, there weren't enough here. And I said, who are you saving seats for? She goes, well, us and then my friends are coming. And I said, so these seats aren't even for, like, there's not even going to be room for your family because our cousins are coming. She's like, well, and I said, well, let's just go sit up there. She's like, I am not going all the way to the top. These are my seats. So I was like, fine. So I had to go sit literally by myself to save seats. Finally, right before church starts, she's like, oh, okay, is there room? I'll come up there. And I was like, this mother.
I love that for your mom.
I know. On the day of our
Lord.
I
love that for your mom.
But
you know what irritates me? You know what irritates me about Easter, though, and like just resurrection altogether? Well, not resurrection, but Easter specifically. It's the fact that I get it, the paganism of the holidays. I just really hate how pastors and preachers take this opportunity where they know their churches are the most packed throughout the year, right? Mm-hmm. And instead of just focusing on the resurrection of Jesus Christ, you decide you want to just sit here and just, Jesus ain't no Easter bunny. We know. Let them kids have some bitch ass eggs. Like, I don't understand. Like, just stop.
But you know what? You're not going to stop that. and the seats are full, so just preach what you want to preach because you got them here, you know?
But no, but then that's why you don't have people that stay at your ministry, because you done sat there being so dogmatic to them, telling them that they fucking idiots for getting Easter baskets and eating fucking peeps. And I'm just like, do something better with your time.
I didn't get any peeps this year. I didn't get an Easter basket this year, and someone should really take that up with my mother because I was upset.
You are too grown for a fucking Easter basket. You need to let that go.
No.
Yes. Not. You are too grown for Easter baskets. Let it go. Mm-mm. Let it
go. If I'm going to church, I deserve an Easter basket. That's how that works. It's called bartering. Borrowing? Bargaining? It's called what I deserve. That's what I deserve.
It's not.
Church, they did. The music was so good because they let the black people lead the solos on Sunday. There's only a couple.
What now?
They let the black people lead the solos in the choir.
I love that.
Man, I felt it in my soul, in my spirit.
Did they bring down the house?
They did. They did the little, I love you that. Know, the stomp. It's like the giddy, but praise version.
I really want to take you to my church in Tallahassee. I really do. I want you to see these people cut up and be like, wow, that's an interesting field trip.
Let's do it. I want to be overstimulated.
Yeah, you're going to be overstimulated. You could be like, why are people yelling so much? Like, it annoys the shit out of me, which is why I don't go. I'll tell you what else is annoying. Is Gen Z and their issues that they're currently having. Well, Gen Z is not annoying, but the current issues that Gen Z is having. I was reading this article on TikTok anyway, and they were talking about how Gen Z is suffering from blindness right now, and that they're suffering from this myopia epidemic, which is basically where people are not able to, I want to get the specific definition of it just so that way I don't, you know.
Yeah, what does Merriam-Webster say myopia is?
Myopia is the lack of imagination for, wait, whoa.
That's, I don't know if that's.
That's not the actual definition of myopia. This is, and this is from, that's, no, yeah, nearsightedness is what myopia is. I was like, who trying to be shady? Anyway, so nearsightedness, where basically people cannot see far, and they're thinking that it's attributed to or from Gen Z being so, and Gen Alpha as well, being so locked into their cell phones all the time that they are not able to see very far. Now, I'm already nearsighted, but I've been nearsighted since I was in high school, and that's when I started wearing glasses. But a lot of these kids are now suffering from nearsightedness where they cannot see far because they're so engulfed in their phones.
Crazy is we're just now seeing the effects of like chronic screen time.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering what else is going to happen? But what do you do?
These kids clearly can't retire. They can't retire. Yeah, I mean, they can't retire. They can't buy houses. They can't work. They can't do shit. So their vision, who cares about their vision at this point? They can't control their bodies. You tell them that they got to add all these big head ass, ugly ass babies. You're not giving them no jobs. You're laying them off every chance you get. They can't. You're not giving them an economy they can work with. And so myopia is the least of their worries at this point.
And that's why they look so damn old, all of them.
Well, yeah, it's environmentally too. They put all this processed stuff in their foods.
I know.
These kids are big as shit. You got middle schoolers bigger than me, and I'm big. I'm like, God damn, you look like you got a wife and some kids, dude. Why are you so huge? All them goddamn chicken nuggets. Speaking of chicken nuggets and being huge, I tell you who's not huge right now, Oprah Winfrey.
Okay. Our little lady, Oprah. So,
what were you going to say?
You can say what you're going to say, and then I'll just say what I have to say.
In the news recently, Oprah actually did like this whole TED talk on the shaming of people using GLP-1 medications such as Ozempic, Semaglutide, whatever.
Semaglutide.
Ozempic, goddamn. Semaglutide, yeah. Yes. Ozempic,
like
basically.
Said first, though.
What did I say?
You said, like Semaglutide.
Semaglutide. You can tell I'm not on it because I don't even know the goddamn name of it. And yes, I'm jealous because I want to get on it. Anywho, but yeah, so people were talking about, oh my God, Oprah, you've lost so much weight. We could tell that you're on Ozempic. And then she talks about Ozempic shaming. And I'm like, Oprah, do you realize who the fuck you are? You're fucking Oprah Winfrey, a billionaire. Why do you care what commoners have to think about you? You are literally, you could, your money makes money in your sleep. You got a private jet. You got all of this influence, and you give a damn what somebody on the internet has to say about you so much that you got to do a TED talk about shaming somebody on Ozempic? Girl, I wish the fuck I would.
No, okay, I'm sorry, but no one looked at Oprah and the 75 pounds she lost in 2 months and was like, oh, she's doing that naturally. It must be her garden that she has with Stem. Everyone knew she was on Ozempic. Everyone knew. She just didn't want to say it. And then finally, when she came out about it, she's like, well, now you can't, don't shame me, because that's why no one wants to say anything. No, you didn't want to say anything because you thought it was still this little secret you could keep, but now everyone's on it. Because for the past probably like how long has it been out? I know that everyone in Hollywood.
Probably 10 years.
Probably, it was before we all got it. Everyone, you know, the general public could use it. Celebrities were using it and having these Ozempic parties, and they were all losing weight, and no one knew what was going on. And she just wanted to hold on to that secret. But baby, we know. You dropped weight. You have the bobblehead. You have the Ozempic bobblehead.
But at the same time, it's none of our business what you choose to do in order to be healthy for yourself. Even if you were doing it for vain purposes or just to get skinny so you could fit in a particular dress and look good. I, Monica Fleming, personally don't give a fuck. I don't know why you felt the need, again, as a person who has gone through public scrutiny most of her, if not all of her career, even from the news, like as a journalist, like I don't understand why you care enough about shaming or about being shamed or whatever. Obviously, people shouldn't shame you. Let's put the responsibility and accountability back on the people who are doing it. But at the same time, it's the same way where people are like, they see somebody with curvy hips or like a butt, they're just like, oh, you got a BBL. No, bitch, I have on a Spank that actually has my booty hole or my butt cheeks out, so it makes it look like I have a BBL, but I don't. And even if I wanted a BBL or had one, who the fuck cares? Bitch, you can't afford it.
There's something about female celebrities and body image. Like, you will never win. Someone will always comment on. Like, I just watched the Megan Fox interview that she did on Call Her Daddy, and she was talking about all the plastic surgery she's had. And she was like, you know, now that I'm here sitting down with you, like, let me tell you all the things that I've had done to my body, because I've heard all these rumors. And she said, you know, even she's like, I'm going to go down this list right now. And even being honest with you, I'm not going to win, because there's half of the people are going to be like, we knew she had something done, and the other half are going to be like, she's like, no matter what I do, you can't win. So I'm like, everyone just do what the fuck you want to do. If you want to be on Ozempic and lose 900 pounds, if you want a BBL, as long as it's for you.
People who can't afford it are going to talk shit, because it's only the people who can't afford to fix their bodies that are saying comments about or making negative comments about people who can't fix their bodies. It's the same thing. I remember when Cardi B first came out, and Cardi B was on the internet and her teeth were not completely straight, right? And so I remember people, when she became famous and was on Love & Hip Hop, people were like, you made too much money for your teeth to look like that. First of all, you didn't know what the fuck was in her bank account. Number two, some people actually like the way that they look, contrary to your popular belief. And I remember she was like, for the longest, she was like, I'm not getting my teeth done just on purpose, because I know y'all want me to get them done. But I think just for her, as she got fame and notoriety and whatnot, and sometimes you just, when you do get more money, you're like, okay, I want to get my teeth fixed. Bitch, if you saw my teeth back in PT school, you'd be like, and I got them bitches fixed, and that's why I got braces. All I'm saying is, like, the fact that people are shaming somebody for fixing on them what they like, even if we think they've gone too far with plastic surgery, baby, guess what? We can't afford what you have done.
Not your body.
We can't afford it. It's not your body. Like, the fact that you have an opinion about somebody's body, please don't touch your nose. Please don't do any more. Bitch, you can't even afford to do one of my procedures. Shut your mouth.
I keep referencing this Megan Fox interview because I watched it recently, but she was basically saying, because they were talking about how in like the 2010s, she was the pinnacle of like hot girl. She was the hot.
Megan Fox the girl from Transformers, the original girl from Transformers?
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
She was like that hot bitch for a couple years, right? And she was like, I have the worst body dysmorphia. I never thought I was beautiful. Mm-hmm. I wanted plastic surgery, and it made me feel like I was taking control of my body, and my body could look how I wanted it to be. So I'm like, we have this version of what we think people think they are, or how we view people. No one knows what how people feel or what they feel. And if you want to change your body to be more confident, why the fuck should that be my concern at all?
I mean, it's the same thing for like Lizzo right now. She announced, or she put on social media, I think a couple weeks ago, she or a couple days ago, she did a video where she was saying, I know y'all probably think I have thick skin. And it was like a duet of somebody else's voice saying this. And she was like, but I don't have very thick skin. And then a few days after that, she ended up posting this thing. It was like, you know, I'm tired of getting on the internet and people are saying shit about me that's not true and making false narratives. I quit. And I'm just like, Lizzo, baby, here's the deal, honey. People gonna always have some shit to say about you, honey. Mm-hmm. Again, check your bank account compared to the people who were talking shit about you. And I promise you, you will have more fun laughing at these po-ass people who got so much to say. And the reason why they have so much to say about you is because they po as fuck and not doing shit with their lives.
Yeah.
They have time to go on the internet all day and talk shit about you. And here's my thing too. Here's what I really want celebrities to do. Please use social media as a tool. Y'all have I would beg to say, a lot of celebrities, let's say Lizzo and Oprah, Oprah is a billionaire, Lizzo is a millionaire, right? I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got publicists for a reason. You all could have somebody just scounges through your social media, okay, and tells you all the positive things that people say. You can limit your comments, all that kind of stuff. There's no reason why are you at the pinnacle of your career should be reading the comments. Now, I get it. You are all human. Okay. And no matter how famous you are, you still have feelings. I totally get that. But at the same time, baby, these people don't pay your bills directly.
As a celebrity, I think your Instagram account should be like a company account run by someone else, and you should have a burner.
Yes.
Don't have a burner. I don't know.
What's
interesting to me, talking about like weight loss and body image and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen this, but I've seen random things about like body positive plus size influencers
mm-hmm.
who got their rise to influencer fame being a plus size person and very mm-hmm. Like body positive and losing all this weight, whether it be by Ozempic or like diet and exercise, whatever. Mm-hmm. And how that changes their, like, all the girls who are following them are like, what the fuck? We thought you were cool with being plus size.
Here's the thing, and I'm going to say something very controversial.
We love to hear it.
As a plus size person, no one is comfortable being plus size. Okay? Let's be clear about that. You may be comfortable in your skin, but if you had a choice, being able to be free to move around as much easier and much more fluid would always be your choice. Okay. Mm-hmm. And this idea that even plus size people to shame another plus size person who decided to lose weight and be healthier, you're an idiot. And you're pissed off because you couldn't do it, or you don't have the discipline or consistency or the money to do it. I think that's the most insane thing. And it was like when Monique, I remember when Monique, comedian Monique, first lost a bunch of weight. You know, she came out and she was like, you can't trust skinny women. Skinny women are evil. These bitches, they need to eat a burger. That was kind of like her, you know, her pun joke or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then her husband, you know, had a conversation with her, was like, look, bitch, I want you around forever. And all of that cholesterol around your motherfucking heart ain't gonna work. So I need you to lose some weight. Not because I don't like you big the way you are, but I want you to be healthy. I remember even at one point on The View, Star Jones, she was very heavy set. And I remember the weight, like when she talked, after every word, you could hear this lady breathe, but it wasn't like a, you know, a regular gasp of air. It was kind of like, and it was like, whoa. And she did have heart issues or whatever, allegedly. And I'll just say that for the protection part, but she does have heart issues though. She really does. Like, she had heart surgery and everything. And I think she's had this like congenital heart issues from, you know, a long time. But anyway, I just feel like people said things about her like, oh my God, Star Jones lost all this weight and now she's just trying to be one of the skinny girls. No, bitch, she's not trying to be skinny. She's trying to be healthy. And skinny does not equal healthy, and fat does not equal unhealthy. But you can't sit here and judge somebody because they want to look a certain way.
Right. I agree. Like, I just think that is so interesting to me. Like, you build this following being this plus size person, and the minute you decide to be healthier or change your, but either way, you could be a size 2 and decide that you want to be now, you know, like a size 6, gain some weight, or a size 8, whatever. And you can see people, you know, just people commenting on how you decide to look and how that changes
yeah,
following and whether you're selling it. I just feel like there's, I've seen it more with plus size women influencers mm-hmm. on social media who lose a bunch of weight and their following mm-hmm. is like, you sold out, you da 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 da. Like,
which is so stupid.
I'm like, the girl wants to be at a healthier way. I don't know.
Some people just, and even let's take the healthy conversation off the table. Some people want they ass to look a certain way in certain outfits. And people can call it vain all they want to, but people lose weight for different reasons. People yeah. bulk up for different reasons. Okay,
someone loses 20 pounds for their wedding. They want to get right. skinny for their wedding.
It's like, oh, we accept that. But if you're just trying yeah. to completely get out of the fat community, bitch, you're stuck with us forever. No. I remember there's this, I guess she's called an influencer. I don't know what the fuck these goddamn titles are. Anyway, her name is Lala Milan, okay? When Lala Milan first came on social media, you know, doing skits and stuff at her job, this girl was very thin, but you can tell she's naturally thin. She showed pictures of her mother. Her mm-hmm. mother is naturally thin. That's just genetics, right? And she's always talking about, oh, the little butt community, the little, itty bitty titty community, blah, blah, blah. So she started going to a trainer within like the past couple of years where she's been trying to naturally gain weight, because she talked about the reason why she's so skinny is because she can't gain weight. There are a lot of people who just can't gain weight. So of course, when she came out with this butt looking amazing, people were like, oh, she just sold out and got a BBL. She's like, bitch, I'm working with a whole trainer. Let me show these videos of me actually doing these squats to grow my glutes, like, you know, from nothing to something. And it was just like, if she, you know, she just had a baby. So of course her boobs are a lot bigger now.
Yeah.
And people just making comments like, oh, you know, you was used to be out there for the skinny girls and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, baby, go do your own shit to your own body and shut up about other people and what they do. Let it go. It's so annoying. I tell you what else let go, unfortunately. Our girl Gypsy Rose is getting a divorce. What were you talking about that?
Girl, Gypsy Rose is losing her man, which I feel like we all knew was coming. I don't know about you, but she was with him in prison, and I feel like once you're out, things just change. Also, she got
she a little clearly never thing. Saw love. She never saw Love to Lock Up. I don't think either of them
watched that show, but
yeah.
She is now with her family down in the bayou. Obviously not her mom, RIP, but
I'm not dealing with you.
But I feel I would never prey on someone's divorce or separation, but I right. cannot wait for a single Gypsy Rose ban. I'm excited.
She's gonna start hosting club events. I can see it now.
She's gotta get an OnlyFans. I'm waiting. I'm fucking waiting. The content would be insane.
Her voice, I can't take it. It's too kiddish. I can't do it.
I know it is. Do you? I don't know. That's got to be her voice. It's not like a bit, like a character.
No,
like,
that's definitely her voice. That's definitely her voice.
So yeah. Interesting. Can you imagine being with someone who helped to murder their mother all while they were in prison? They get out and they're like, yeah, no. I'd kill him.
No. No. Murder is a bit much for me.
I'd be like, you're stuck with me, bitch. I stuck by you.
I don't care how much you reformed your life. If you killed somebody and it wasn't in self-defense, bitch, you, I don't care if it is in self-defense. No, can't do it.
I guess that's, yeah, that's true. Because then I would know that they're capable of fucking killing someone they love.
It depends on how you killed them, though.
Oh, okay.
If you strangled them, fuck no, bitch.
Yeah, I would say if you slowly poisoned them, if you strangled them, even a hitman, if you got someone to do your dirty work, fuck off.
Now, if you tragically got into an accident or something and your brakes went out and then it was like vehicular manslaughter, that clearly wasn't your fault. It was the fault of the car manufacturer, whatever. Then that's something different. But if you broke into your house and you killed them.
What if you met this guy and he was like, my last wife was murdered because I was having an affair with a woman who got jealous and killed my wife?
Absolutely not.
I don't think so either. Yeah.
Because that's a pattern. Yeah. That's going to be a pattern of behavior. I can see it now. That's a red flag, baby.
Yeah.
You will not reach a piece of me, bitch. I'll tell you that. Fuck no. I'm taking everything as a red flag. You cough too loud. Red flag. Can't do it.
The thing about red flags is that they're less effective after 6'2". That's what I feel. You know? I'm like, I'm not dealing with you today. The flag's a little lighter in color.
Well, let's talk about what is one of the biggest red flags right now that's going on in the entertainment industry. Diddy Pop.
Sex trafficking?
Right. Specifically with Papa Diddy Pop.
drugs, raping, yeah,
sex and rock and roll and sex trafficking. Yeah,
huge red flag.
If y'all haven't heard, Diddy in the news lately was raided by the feds. There's a new lawsuit that came up. As you know, Cassie, who's a R&B singer who used to date him, she came out with a lawsuit. She sued him for $30 million. They settled out of court. A few months later, there was another young man that now has filed a new lawsuit that has led to a whole uncovering of a lot of different things. We still don't know all the facts yet of things that came out. It's only speculation at this point, but we've read things in the actual original complaint. And so now the feds actually raided two of his homes and two of his sons. Well, one of his biological sons, the other son that he raised, who has a whole daddy, I'll be sure. Anyway, they were arrested.
So many things.
Yeah, so he was not home at the time of the raid, but yeah, it's been a lot of stuff going on with Diddy.
His ass was trying to flee the fucking country.
He was.
To allegedly. The Caribbean. So Diddy was on a plane.
Yes.
Allegedly. His sons were home. I just think that's crazy. He was like, I know some shit's coming. I gotta get the fuck out. Left your sons there to be just handcuffed, detained while they're raiding your house.
Yeah.
That's something on its own. My second thing that's crazy is, did you see what Albie Shore tweeted or Instagrammed or whatever the fuck he did? He sent to Quincy, he was like, time to come home, or like, you can always come home or some shit. Mm-hmm. Messy. Sir, what the fuck?
Well, here's the thing. Diddy ain't your daddy.
I know, but why would you put that on Twitter? I do agree.
Because Albie Shore has you. Did you? Okay. There was a clip where Albie Shore was giving some kind of speech or whatever. And he said, I cannot wait to tell y'all why I was in a coma for as long as I was in a coma. There's some shit that happened. And Albie Shore is about to spill the beans.
Y'all. So Lil Rod is the newest person who is suing Diddy. Right. It's this like 70 page manifesto lawsuit with hard evidence. This isn't like he did this to me. This man mm-hmm. was recording shit, has pictures mm-hmm. of shit, has all his ducks in a row, because he was like, Diddy didn't pay him for the work he was gonna fucking do. Mm-hmm. And he was mm-hmm. like, all right, well, I have all this shit on you. The shit that came out, first of all, I love this for Cassie because it just backs up everything Cassie said. Not that we were negating it at all.
I was gonna say, I don't think anybody didn't
believe but Cassie. I just love that for her, that another, you know, it takes one person to like knock the door down and then everyone else can come through. So like, kudos to her because she did that. She got her money first. This is the music industry's Me Too. It mm-hmm. is insane the things he was doing to people. I'm talking underage sex workers. I'm talking everyone knew you couldn't drink at dinner parties because the drinks were drugged. It wasn't even just mm-hmm. the liquor. They were drugging the juice. Everyone knew about it. The things that they would do, the things he would tell you to do. Every person on staff had to carry, allegedly, according to this lawsuit, carried a pouch full of drugs, coke, molly, all kinds of fucking shit, because mm-hmm. he needed access to it at every time. Also, if you're carrying illegal substances for someone, and you get arrested, guess what? You're dependent on that person. You're going to jail. You have to fucking depend on that person to get you.
Who's gonna come back and say, oh no, Your Honor, it's my drugs? What?
Yeah.
No.
The shit we always knew it was bad. We've always heard crazy things about Diddy mm-hmm. and Diddy parties, but this just blew my mind.
And I still don't understand why you still want to go to a Diddy party.
I just need to know.
You don't. There's some things you don't need to know. See, this is what I'm saying about the red flags. This is some shit. These people got lawsuits. Okay, that should give you a clear indication. You don't want to know what the fuck goes down at a Diddy party.
The craziest thing, because we all knew that really shady shit was going on. I feel like we kind of knew he was sexually blackmailing people, especially black men in the industry, right?
Everyone, and you want to go through that?
Okay, no. The crazy thing to me was they talked about the way that he basically could do what he wanted because he had LAPD in his pocket. That shit was crazy to me. I didn't realize it was that wild. Like,
I'm gonna just say this. You cannot convince me, and this is all alleged because this is entertainment. This is not factual, but I think it's gonna come out. You cannot convince me otherwise that he did not have a hand in the death of Biggie Smalls.
6,000% would say that with my fucking chest at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I just, the way that he, and it's like, he was dealing with the executives in the music industry, the people who own the shit, right? The people that you never touch. But even like the local gangs and shit, he knew all of them too. And they were doing, it's just.
They probably are on payola.
Everybody had a hand in this shit and everyone around him would just cover for him. It was that very hairy, like Harvey Weinstein thing of like, oh, if he's treating you like this, it's because he likes you, or this is how you get this. Or if you do this, he'll do this, this, and this for you. Fucking Young Miami on payroll. Like,
well, she was dumb as hell to even join that shit. Cause I'm just like, Young Miami, you fucking know better. And this is why I love JT, because JT saw that shit from a mile away and was like, bitch, I just came out of jail. I'm not going back. Fuck no.
No.
I'll be in my house.
Exactly. Crazy.
But you know what I think too? I think, and this goes for, you know, Bill Cosby, this goes for R. Kelly, this goes for Diddy and any other black man specifically in entertainment who will be exposed, has been exposed. I think black men in the industry, once they get a certain level of notoriety, they feel very, that their proximity to whiteness and power, it becomes an appetite. And so once you get a bite of it, you're like, ooh, I want more and more and more. And it's like, well, yeah, you can't do the same stupid shit that these white men in positions of power can do and not think that you're going to get caught or have a worse sentence or more worse sentence than they have. I mean, Harvey Weinstein was able to get away with shit for, I mean, a whole lot of years, and he's still not convicted just yet of shit. He's just walking on his little raggedy ass walker like he can't walk, but he can. Anyway, allegedly. But I just feel like these black men get into these spaces and they do black people way worse than anybody else. And
it's gross to me about this whole thing is like, you were preying on black people in the music industry. Like, you know, and I think like all, you can have a billion discussions about this, but homophobia in the black community is why this, I think, why it was propagated so much, why this got so big, is because you make a man do these things, or you like sell these things or drug them or put them in the situation. And then you're like, oh, you've been conditioned to believe that this is horrible. This is awful. Everyone's going to think less of you. It's going to be a huge fucking deal. So now you have to do what I say, because I have video evidence of it.
But you know why that happens though, right? It goes back. And I know people tired of hearing me say this, but I don't give a fuck. I got a mic. I can say what the fuck I want to say.
Amen, sister.
The reason why they do shit like that and homophobia runs so rampant in the black community is because of white supremacy. You cannot negate where that shit comes from. And it comes from white supremacy. Specifically in the days of slavery, you Google the word buck breaking. I didn't say back breaking. I said buck breaking. Okay? Where master would legit rape a black man in front of his children and his wife and in front of all the rest of the slaves in order to get him to do what they needed to do. And it's the same mentality that these black men have when they want a proximity closer to power, which they think is whiteness, which unfortunately is, because that's who's running media right now. That's who, you know, I mean, look at the wealth gap. I mean, we can go down that whole rabbit hole, but that's why, that's where homophobia comes from. White fucking supremacy. And it's the days of slavery, because they used to do that to men all the time. They used to sodomize black men specifically. And so if they know, okay, well, if I can adopt the mindset of what they used to do back in the day and do that shit now in 2024 with social media, now you can't be Meek Mill over here rapping about guns and drugs and then somebody over here bending you over. I mean, it's the same reason why Santana gets, you know, the backlash that he gets from men specifically. Like, how you gonna be gay and a rapper? That don't mix. No, it actually does. And if a lot more of y'all were free to just be twerking like Santana, maybe your careers would be further. Or maybe your brain would just be further.
Or you could be fucking free. Blackmailed into doing crazy, horrible shit because you weren't so afraid of everyone finding out that you'd done these things.
Exactly.
It was that, and it was like the underageness of it all. The like,
now that was the most disgusting
multiple
part.
Underage girls, multiple underage sex workers all the time. Everyone knew that these girls were underage. Mm-hmm. They knew it was okay. They knew they were being drugged, and you like, disgusting.
Remember that young girl that he supposedly adopted? Everybody's like, where the fuck is she?
Yeah.
Nobody knows where she's at. Probably on Epstein Island somewhere. I don't know.
And they're like, he was always in the Virgin Islands and the Virgin Islands, and that's where fucking Epstein Island is.
Well, you know, the thing is, the thing that I really have a hard time understanding, and I don't ever want to understand it, but I can never understand how, as a man, you have daughters. I believe Diddy has three daughters, the twins mm-hmm. and another young girl, a younger daughter. How you as a person, as a father, could have daughters and then be okay doing this fuck shit that you do to someone else's daughter, right. Not thinking that your daughters can't go through the same shit. I pray God's protection over Diddy's daughters.
I think Quincy has the daughters now, or his sisters.
Well, he looked just as bad.
Well, you don't think I know,
he was a part of some of that shit?
I do. Well, you know who they said is a part of the most shit is fucking Justin. And I'm like, also how
he looked like it.
The fact that you bring your fucking sons in the shit. All I heard was that Quincy's taking care of the girls full time. He's away, like trying to distance himself from the shit.
They need to go with the grandma.
But they all
they need to go with Diddy's mom.
Everyone, and but also like at that point, he's the gatekeeper to fucking everything. What do you do? I just need to know. This is what I like know every fucking black celebrity right now. It's just like, fuck. Like, he has something on everyone. Everyone's sitting, biting their nails, just waiting mm-hmm. for some shit to come out. And I know.
Except for 50 Cent.
Okay, that man is unhinged. That is. Have you seen the shit he's been saying?
Let me tell you something. 50 Cent is the type of guy who should have never become famous. Like, no. The shit that he does and says, he was like, Puffy invited me to a party. He was like, oh, when I first met him talking about, let me take you shopping. He was like, what? I'm a grown ass man. You ain't gonna take me shopping. What the fuck I gotta do for some clothes? He was like, oh, hell no. You're not about to play in my booty. I'm like, 50.
Have you seen all the shit he's been saying about his son's mother?
Which I think is sad, but yes, I do.
So 50 Cent has probably multiple children, allegedly, but the one that he claims and that we see on social media, mm-hmm. Sire's mom, Daphne, has been named in this lawsuit as an mm-hmm. alleged sex worker of Diddy's. And 50 Cent is just flaming her at every chance, filing for sole custody of their son. So I'm sure this is helping him in that case, but just like, sex worker, you're just going fucking off. And I'm like, sir, that is the mother of your child.
That's the thing for me. And I'm just like, your son is going to see this, but clearly he don't give a fuck about his oldest son. So clearly, but again, when we talk about red flags, the next person who gets with Diddy, and if I mean not Diddy, 50 Cent, and you see him, what you have a child, just know and understand what type of father you're going to be dealing with. This man don't give a fuck about his own child. Little
exotic, because if you're not, and his child doesn't look some kind of light skin, he will not give a shit about it.
But even still, I mean, he cares about the child, but he dogging you out because you're named in a lawsuit. Like, I mean, yeah. Here's the thing. We know from the medical field, anytime your name is in any chart that's in a lawsuit, everybody that's names that's in the chart is going to be called to the stand. Yeah. I don't care if you literally just came in there just to take one vital sign. Your name is going to be in the lawsuit because you're in the chart. It's the same right. situation here. Just because you were there doesn't mean that you had anything to do with it or whatever. But I mean, 50 is fucking unhinged.
He's like a dog with a bone. You just got to give him a yeah. chance to fucking go off. So yeah. What I'm predicting is that also, did you see the pictures that they have of Diddy that don't look like Diddy?
Yeah, they're talking about the moles on his face and all this. And
yeah,
that man is stressed. He knew this was coming for a while.
He had to. That's why he's been fucking quiet.
Exactly.
Since Cassie. I think
he didn't want to pop up in Miami. Bullshit.
I think he's going to absolutely flip on anyone he can. I think he's going to try to shove the blame somewhere. I don't know who it's going to be to. That's what I'm interested in finding out. I think this is tip of the iceberg.
Well, he sold all of his Revolt shares or whatever to some anonymous person. I'm like, yeah, you sold that shit back to Revolt because they don't want them uh-huh. people prying into their bullshit because they know they got probably a lot of fucked up shit allegedly.
What's gonna happen to Ciroc? What do we think is gonna happen to Ciroc?
I mean, don't nobody drink that shit no more.
I'm not drinking it. Ciroc? I haven't drinking it since the Cassie shit. That was my line that I drew.
I haven't drinking Ciroc since college, and I'm talking about undergrad.
Don't drink alcohol, so that's not fair.
I do sometimes. I used to like Ciroc, but I ain't drunk that shit since undergrad. Who's still drinking Ciroc?
No idea. I feel like that's always the option. When you go get bottle service, it's like, you want a bottle of Ciroc? That's always the option.
I didn't even know they still sold it. Clearly,
Grey Goose or Ciroc. Ciroc's dead. We're not doing it.
I mean, I like Grey Goose.
F and vodka only.
I mean, I'm not a connoisseur, but I do know I used to drink Ciroc. But yeah, I just, yeah, it's crazy. And I hope that whatever comes out, if it is true, hold them to the fullest extent of the law. Because again, y'all, these black men, I want you to hear me and hear me loud and clear. You are not a white man, okay? And all this fucked up shit that you be trying to be involved in, being like the white people, you're going to get your ass fucked up. So you better take this Diddy shit as a warning and as an indication that you could be next, because he probably going to flip on your ass anyway.
All I know is that when I heard Candace Owens say that she would no longer be talking on the subject because it had gotten so fucking bad and she had heard some unhinged shit, I said, this must be fucking bad.
We care about what Candace Owens has to say. That's why her bitch ass got fired from the Daily Wire or whatever the fuck. Then they tried to come on the goddamn Breakfast Club and didn't even have the proper response to God is good. Bitch, get your raggedy ass. Here's the thing. Breakfast Club, I used to love y'all.
You are reaching if you're going on the Breakfast Club, Candace Owens.
First of all, she's on her Apology Omarosa tour. She's doing the same thing where you're trying to pander to black people as if we didn't remember what the fucked up shit that you said about Breonna Taylor. We remember the fucked up shit that you said about George Floyd. The fact that you walked around here with a goddamn White Lives Matter shirt on. The fact that you talk so much shit about the black community and now you want to come back and kiss our ass, bitch. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Shit that I can tolerate. I'll go see Charlamagne.
I mean, and then it came on there. Oh, well, you know, bitch, shut up. Keep that same fuck ass, coon ass energy that you've been having for years. You done got a new little weave now that actually blends in a little bit better. And now you want to act like you're part of the black community. Bitch, fuck you. Absolutely not. You will never get me on the Candace Owens train. Girl, go to hell immediately and stay there. Please. Please do. I tell you who else is in hell. The bitch ass parents, executives, and the bitch ass ugly fat man from Nickelodeon.
Okay, have you watched
Protect These Goddamn Children? No, and I will not be
quiet on set. I've done it for us.
How many episodes was it?
It comes out every week, I think. So I've only seen four.
Oh no, you ain't gonna traumatize me over and over again like that.
No, bitch. Oh, when I tell, so I watch. This was like my Nickelodeon heyday. Were these shows, the Amanda Show of it all, the Drake and Josh, the Victorious, the fucking iCarly's, and all of that was my childhood. Keenan and Kel was a little bit before me.
That was my time.
And I think they missed the brunt of the abuse, which is good for them. Very happy.
Yeah, because I didn't know Amanda Bynes or know of her until She's the Man. Because I didn't watch Nickelodeon. I was already, I think, in college when those shows came out.
Because Kel, spoke on it and was like, yes. I don't want it. Which I think is appropriate. If you don't have any firsthand of all of that, Kenan. Just be like, Kenan, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Was just like, I don't know. I didn't have an experience with that. I'm very sorry for what happened to those people. I can't speak on that. Just leave it. Fucking leave it. Beautiful. That documentary is insane.
What's the fat guy's name?
Dan Schneider.
Dan?
Schneider. Yeah, Dan was the producer, made all of these shows, right? And was horrible to women in his office, right? So
he's
like,
probably got a small dick. That's probably why.
Oh, just look at him. He's fat white. He's like, he's got the chubby soft white hands. Have I told you about my theory about that? I can't stand
it. You did. That's probably sweated too.
They have to be clammy for sure.
He has an inverted penis.
He made the women in his office super uncomfortable. Everyone was always massaging him. He had this very inappropriate relationship with Amanda Bynes. But they do this brilliant thing of, and it's not really brilliant because he was just a fucking freak
who made piece of shit
fucking content. But they start replaying all of these like. So I had always known about the foot thing. Did you know about the foot thing?
What foot thing?
I had always known that he had some kind of foot fetish. That's why there were so many scenes in these Nickelodeon shows with feet, with like toes and like weird shit with people's feet, with these kids' feet. I feel like that was lore everyone knew. And you know, there was weird foot shit. But then they go back to all these shows and just show like these scenes of like girls and it looks like they're like jacking things off and things getting sprayed in their faces and all this weird foot shit. And it's just like, you know, I was fucking 10 watching this shit. So it goes over your head, but rewatching it now at 30 almost, you're like, oh, this is so inappropriate. This is not.
Well, I did hear that allegedly, for the Potato Podcast, that Amanda Bynes was 13 years old and got pregnant by him because he molested this girl, and she ended up having an abortion. And then after that, he ended up doing some bit where they ended up giving her a baby or something like that on the show. And I'm just like, to see Amanda Bynes now, this young lady is like dead behind her eyes. You can tell this girl has endured so much trauma. And I guess my whole thing is, where the fuck were her parents? Not only her parents, but where was the rest of these executives? Probably doing the same shit, obviously. And, you know, you see some of the, I saw some of the clips where some of the cast members, especially the older men or the adults, they were trying to subtly protect the children. Like, why is your fly down? Why is your zipper down? Zip your zipper pants up. That's inappropriate. And, trying to do it in a satire type way. But I mean, y'all, parents, come on. I get it. You want your kids to be famous so they can take care of you, and that's kind of like your financial hub or whatever. But goddamn, at the price of sacrificing your fucking child?
Mm-hmm. So the big thing that's come out of this series is that Drake Bell, I'm assuming you never watched Drake and Josh.
Is that the twins?
No.
Jack and Cody? I mean, what's his name? Jim and Cody. I know it's Cody. One of them, Cody. Is it the twins? No.
Zach and Cody. Zach and Cody. Drake and Josh was a show. It was a spinoff. Drake Bell was on All That with Amanda. He was on the Amanda Show. He got his own show called Drake and Josh. It's about two brothers, two stepbrothers. And he was being abused by one of the like handlers on the show, like the PA, the guy who brought the kids everywhere, made the show was running, mm-hmm. all this random stuff. He was being abused by him for a long time.
Wow.
And so all the cast, they interview multiple people of the cast. And so the cast had known that this one of the people had gotten fired for, you know, doing these things. Has he done anything to you? But no one knew who he did mm-hmm. it to. And Drake has never talked about it until now. So everyone's like, okay, it was Drake Bell. Mm-hmm. And the shit he talks about is just like fucking awful, and like for someone to have to relive that is horrible. But they interview his dad as well and a bunch of the other parents. Mm-hmm. And I feel like people who do this really fucking shitty shit to kids can single kids out and know whose kids, like the kids of parents of divorce or parents going through an issue. They can choose their victims, and it's so fucking sad.
Absolutely.
And even the dad, his dad never liked this guy and tried to keep him away. But mm-hmm. this guy warmed his way and like got the dad was the manager. He got Drake to fire him as the manager. And the dad had told the mom before, you know, he left. He was like, hey, whatever this is, it can be whatever, but just never leave him alone with that guy. I don't fucking trust him. I don't like him. Like, it's always been weird. Mm-hmm. And mom was like, okay, but then never did anything about it. And so when they interviewed the dad, he was just like, I always fucking knew. Like, I knew he was crazy. I was so sad when this shit was going to happen. And
that's horrible.
I think they had three arrested pedophiles on Nickelodeon within like 5 years or something crazy. It was just this breeding ground. No one gave a shit about these kids. And it's just insane to watch these people tell you these stories. And like, I think when you're a kid, you chalk things up, or like, I don't know, that was just crazy, or that was weird, or I never mm-hmm. da, 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 da. And when you hear it back now, you're like, no, that's so inappropriate, and that should have been put in that situation.
Even some of the stuff that you hear on some of these TV shows, like SpongeBob is not a kid's show, like even though it's marketed to kids, there's a lot of shit that's in there that's really controversial. Even Peppa Pig, that one where she's like, oh, Sally, can you whistle? You just put your lips together and blow, baby. Come on now. Us as adults, we know that shit is off. Now, kids don't know what a blowjob is. They shouldn't know what a damn blowjob is. But I mean, and I'm not saying that that's what the show equated it to, allegedly. Anyway, but all I'm saying is that parents, I blame the fucking parents. Obviously, you blame the people who are doing this violating shit to these kids, obviously. But that man should be under the fucking jail. And I feel like the only reason why he feels comfortable enough to talk about it is because of Amanda Bynes right now. I don't know, but did she do a conservatorship? Because she seemed like she had some issues with drugs and, you know, or some mental health issues and whatnot. She probably can't testify against him at this point. Or her credibility is shot, unfortunately, because they did it on purpose. Because there's no, I mean, a 13-year-old, you as, God forbid, this, he, this probably won't have kids yet. This is exactly why I think God has not allowed me to have kids yet. Because he know that I will torture somebody over my child. The fact that you would sit here, and if my 13-year-old child came to me and said that a grown-ass man impregnated her, bitch, I'm shooting up that whole studio. Also, everybody from Nickelodeon gonna die.
That, so there's this, of course, there's a black mom whose son was on the show. And she would start questioning things and saying things, and like the things that he was doing was like, I don't know. She would be like, he was playing this character and it looked like there were a bunch of dicks on him. And she was like, what the, this is fucking weird. And they'd be like, oh, Lord, no. Jesus. Like, you're basically like, you're being a problem. Like, you're da 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 da. And she was like, well, I don't want my son to get kicked off the show. And that's what they're making this seem like if I keep saying things. It's just like those extra people who are like, you are being a problem. Y'all rot in fucking hell.
Yeah, because now you don't want to mess up your money train, and that's part of the problem.
God, and it's just, like, heartbreaking to watch this shit. Also, there was no... I know that social... We just talk shit about social media for, like, 10 fucking minutes and how awful it is. But the way that you didn't have social media and you didn't have all these people coming and saying, like, did y'all think this was weird? Because I thought this was kind of weird. There was none of that. So there was no accountability of people talking, being like, yo, this is fucking weird. Has anyone seen it? Let's address it.
Because like, they only put out what they wanted you to see. Like, there was no behind the scenes footage. Like, I mean, most TV shows showed you maybe out of 30 episodes, they may have showed you 5 bloopers, if that. So you don't, so if you weren't physically there in the studio audience, I don't even remember like how could you be in a studio audience of a TV show? I mean, I had the pleasure to do it from Ms. Pat's show this season, for the 4th season, and got to see behind the scenes footage and whatnot, but I didn't see no freaky shit going on. I mean, they gave us some Jason Deli boxes for lunch and it was cool. You just sat your ass there with Miss Sophia and she, you know, ran her mouth and was funny as fuck. Mm-hmm. And it was fine. But we grown adults though. You know what I'm saying? And there were no child actors on the stage. Like, all of those people are grown adults. You know what I mean? But yeah. I'm just like, they show you what they wanted you to see back in the day before social media. And that's the detriment of it all, because nobody else, nobody had a reason to question what actually happened. And then you have these children that come out 20 years later telling their stories, and then people say stuff like, well, why didn't you tell it a lot earlier? Well, would you want to relive your trauma over and over and over again? It is difficult.
That's it all good. Like, statute of limitations, they're it, like, you can't tell someone
NDAs.
You can't tell someone when it's appropriate to fucking come out about their shit. There's a mom who they interview on there because their daughter was on, like, an extra on one of the shows. Mm-hmm. And one of the showrunners who ended up being arrested had this email relationship with her child daughter, ends up sending her daughter pictures of him naked, all of this weird shit. Yeah. And I'm just like,
I just don't understand that.
People are fucking crazy.
I just like, it's really sad. And I mean, because think about it. If these kids would have came out in the early 2000s when this happened, or mid 2010s or whenever, you know, this stuff happened, if they would have came out back then, they would have all disappeared because nobody would have cared. Nobody, that, like, their stories would not have been believed. Mm-hmm. But the fact that now you have the tapes to prove this is what was happening behind the scene. You got all of this footage that shows you exactly what was happening behind the scene. It's just even like with Diddy. I saw this one clip where Diddy and Mike Tyson were on the Arsenio Hall show from the 90s, and how Diddy had his hand to his side, and Mike Tyson politely picked up his hand and was like, bitch, you better keep that fucking hand on your goddamn lap. So of course we can read into it and be like, yeah, you know, he definitely was trying to warn about something, or like, bitch, I see what the fuck you're doing and I knock your fucking head off. But I mean, if these kids would have spoke out years ago when it first happened, nobody would have believed them. Well, and they would have just been another person complaining.
Yep. Now they're 30 years old and have gone through therapy and they're like, no, I can tell you what happened. I'm
absolutely
steadfast in this, and this is what happened. Like, and absolutely. It just has to be a time culturally when people can accept it. I feel like Me Too, that all happened because we were at a place when we were like, oh, okay, we can like, we heard this, this, and that, we're all gonna accept this. Now with this Diddy shit coming out, the Nickelodeon shit out, everyone's in a place where they're like, okay, yeah, we understand and we can accept it. But it's just fucked up. Well, it's a great documentary if you're interested. You're probably not, but
I ain't watching that shit.
Okay.
I'm not watching it. I tell you what else was kind of cringe to watch, the Gerard Carmichael reality show.
What's going on with that motherfucker?
Okay, I'm gonna say this, and this is all alleged because it's controversial and because it's entertainment, right? Somebody has either cloned Gerard Carmichael or he's been laced, his drugs has been laced with something, because this man went from being this amazing comedian, having an amazing show on television, having an amazing stand-up special, what was it, last year, mm-hmm. to now being filmed sucking on some guy's toes in a diaper, telling his best friend he's in love with him, who's a straight man, by the way, or allegedly a straight man. I don't know what Tyler the Creator's sexuality is, but it appears to be that he is a straight man. It was just weird. It was very cringe.
That video clip. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, there's a video clip going out of Gerard Carmichael confronting Tyler the Creator about his feelings for him. Apparently, Gerard had told Tyler the Creator that he had feelings for him, and then Tyler kind of brushed it off. I know that there's been discourse about Tyler being bi or homosexual or whatever. Mm-hmm. To my knowledge, he's never come out of the closet. Right. Or just come out in all, you know, to say the closet. So basically when they sit down to talk, Gerard is like, I wanted this on film, because obviously there's cameras around, and mm-hmm. Tyler Creator's like, what the fuck? And then he's like, yeah, I told you that I had feelings for you, and you kind of just brushed it off. So they ensue this conversation. Tyler the Creator is obviously uncomfortable.
Very.
And also I'm like, okay. Not that he's outing someone or that you can use the term outing, but like if someone hasn't come out as what their sexuality is, I still think it's inappropriate to be like, I don't know, mildly outing them in this way. I think that's super uncomfortable. Just confronting anyone about your feelings when they obviously aren't ready to talk about their fucking feelings is fucking weird. The whole thing was awkward and longer than it needed to be. It made me feel fucking skeevy watching it, like I was being a voyeur. I shouldn't have even been there.
I just feel like when you go to express your feelings towards somebody and, you know, you have in your brain the response that you want them to have. And when they don't have it, then you basically villainize them. Because they didn't have the response that they didn't give you the response that you wanted.
Right.
And the fact that he was like, well, when I told you, Tyler the Creator was like, well, I don't remember what I said to you or what I did. He was like, well, you told me to shut up, you stupid bitch, or some shit like that. He was like, oh yeah, that's right, I did tell you
that. Also, that was the most relatable shit I've ever fucking heard. When someone says something to you, you're like, nah, that's crazy.
And he kept trying to go back to the food. You mean the food? Is that what you're talking about? The food? It was so cringe, but I just feel like that was... If you genuinely wanted a real response from this person, first of all, you should know your friends. And even if you felt comfortable enough or in this safe space enough to be able to say, hey, I want to get this on film, it appeared to be that Tyler the Creator was not aware of what he was getting ready to ask him because of how awkward and uncomfortable he appeared to be. But I just felt like that wasn't the same Gerard Carmichael that I'm used to seeing. No. And it was very, I was like, who are you and what have you done with the real Gerard? Because that was weird.
I know this isn't the same thing, but it gave the same vibe as the creepy guy at work that you're nice to because you feel bad for him telling you he likes you. And you're like, oh, uh-huh. Like, what the fuck do you want me to say? Like, what the fuck?
Remember that weird EVS guy who used to always speak to me? I'd be like, oh yes, my God, he's so fucking weird.
Yes. Weird EVS guy at work. And you're like, I'm not trying to be a bitch to you because I know you're like But also, in what world? Like, give me a fucking break.
He'd be like, my sister from another mister. I'm like, if you don't shut your fucking weird ass up.
What happened to him? Miss him.
I don't know. Maybe he did. I don't know.
He stalked me on the floor. I fuck you not. He would find me everywhere. He was a weirdo.
He used to find me, and he always at the same place. And I'm just like, oh my God. I was so happy we were in masks. Because I'm like, if you could see my face right now, I'm like, I'm about to go to HR on your ass. You are fucking weird and you need to leave me alone.
Brought me back to a time and place with that.
It was weird. It was super weird. But yeah, I just pray that I don't know what the hell is going on with Gerard, but I think he needs to fix that.
The whole thing was fucking weird and the diaper thing.
Yeah. I was just like, this is your reality? Again, when you start doing fucked up shit. Anywho, I tell you who's not doing fucked up shit. I tell you who's doing absolutely amazing things in the land of the living. That is Beyonce Giselle Knowles Carter.
And yes.
I appreciate the fact that she is doing whatever the hell she wants to do, which is make intentional music. And if you don't know, recently, Beyonce has been hinting at the second act of her, I think it's a trilogy at this point, albums. And so this is the second installment called Cowboy Carter.
Love it.
And as we all know, Beyonce was born and raised in Houston, Texas. And so she is no stranger to the life of a cowboy and all that kind of stuff just from being in Houston. Anywho, so she dropped her latest project on Good Friday. And there have been mixed reviews. Yes, there have been mixed reviews. And I just want to say this. I want to go back to a time where artists would come out with music and the only opinions we had about the music was buying the record.
My God,
the think pieces.
The think pieces make my asshole itch.
I agree.
There's no reason for you to do a whole discourse on, did you hear 16 Carriages? And she was talking about this. And I'm telling you, she was talking about Jay-Z on this and side. The and then the Jolene. And
set that. Up the album, the track it list like so this. It's so stupid. I don't give a shit. I just want to hear it. I don't
just
care.
Fucking listen to the music and enjoy the music. I don't understand where we have gone as a society where we need to break down every line. Sexy Red say, I'm out of town. My coochie is pink. My booty hole is brown. Why do you need to make that into a thesis?
You don't. You fucking don't. Also,
you know booty holes are brown and coochies are pink.
Just let them. I just want a week. It was like 27 seconds into this album being released, and I had 18 fucking TikTok videos being.
This
like,
ain't no country music. I just don't like it because she's not really country.
She's wearing a white hat here and a black cowboy hat here. And this means I don't give a shit. This isn't some Taylor Swift fucking Easter egg shit.
Thank you.
Listen to it and fucking enjoy it.
This is a play on Robert E. Lee. Look at her on the horse. And then Robert E. Lee was on the goddamn. Listen to the songs and shut the fuck up. Like, I just don't like, here's the thing. You have beautiful music on there. People saying, oh, well, I don't like the way she did Jolene. Guess what, motherfucker? You didn't write the song. And the person who wrote the song approved her to redo that shit. And it's on the record.
Like, the most supportive person of a black people, but people in general.
I love Dolly Parton. You will never get me to hate her. Dolly I don't care if she said the N-word. You will never get me to not like her. Like, come on. But the thing is, I think, too, with this particular record, people trying to make it seem like black people cannot make country music as if black people did not invent fucking country music, bitch.
All who has featured on that album are black country music singers
who do not get the recognition that they deserve. Then people trying
is
to put
his record on that album. I would have really loved that.
No,
what
he's not. He's one of them. I think he's one of them, allegedly. But I just feel like even the fact that, I don't know if you saw on social media, she sent Kay Michelle, who's an R&B singer who loves country. She's from Memphis, Tennessee,
Texas.
Lord Jesus.
Have you heard of it?
Memphis, Tennessee, who's been talking about doing a country album for the longest, and she's actually in the process of doing her country album. And so people were trying to pin her and Beyonce against each other, and Beyonce sent her a message and was like, look, I see what you've been doing. I'm proud of you. I know it's not easy breaking into a new space, but I see you and I hope to meet you soon. And I'm just like, just the kindness of understanding that Beyonce is a global superstar. Okay. Beyonce, I would be remiss to say she's bigger than country music. Let's just be clear.
Yeah,
she's bigger than any country music artist in general. She's
a name more than she
she's
is.
She's a name.
No matter what she does, musically or otherwise, it's fucking Beyonce. Like,
exactly. And so for people to say, for her to have a hard time breaking into this industry or into this realm of music that her own ancestors fucking created, she's opening doors and she's also telling people, I don't give a fuck what y'all think about me. I'm gonna make music just because I can.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she, first of all, be happy that Beyonce done came out with an album this fast. The fact that this woman strategically plans to put out music and she went and had babies and is enjoying her life, came out with an album, went on tour, and then hit your ass right back with a whole nother album. Be happy she's doing that, because I think once the Act 3 come out, she gonna sit her ass down and she ain't gonna give out nothing else.
Where's my Rihanna album? Not that I'm pressing.
Rihanna is in her Beyonce era. She is enjoying her family and her children.
Okay, and this is also what's annoying me, is that when this Beyonce album is out, so it's like, oh, hear all the fucking conspiracies. Blue Ivy's not her baby. And I don't want to hear it anymore. I'm tired. I'm dealing with the Diddy shit. I'm trying to process that. Leave Beyonce alone for now. Her time will come, because I don't think her and Jay-Z are unscathed from this. But I need to get through this fucking Diddy shit right now.
But here's my question, though, for people who have conspiracies about Beyonce, specifically about Blue being her daughter. Okay. Let's say Blue is not her daughter. What happens to your bank account? Does it increase?
0%.
Does it make your life better to know whether or not this girl actually carried this baby? Absolutely. Is it just the satisfaction of no? Like, I just don't, again.
Just fucking up this child's life, this 11-year-old girl.
But not even just that. We are worried about the wrong thing. This is a big election year, and people are talking about not voting. And you give
on the issues.
Focus on the fucking issues, bitch. And you worried about whether or not Beyonce carried her own child. Bitch, your local government just took away your goddamn rights to have an abortion. They trying to raise the retirement age. That's what I'm saying. They trying to raise the retirement age. You think Beyonce got a 401k? Fuck no. Why the fuck do you give a shit if she carried her own child? You worried about the wrong motherfucking thing. The government legit is trying to ban your knowledge, not just an app. They're trying to ban knowledge in real time. But you like, I can't rest until I know whether or not she carried Blue Ivy. Go the fuck to hell forever, bitch. Like, what is wrong with people's brains?
So it doesn't fucking, it does not matter. It doesn't matter. It's not like we're all raising Blue Ivy to be up the savior of the fucking universe and we all need to know whether or not she can't. No, doesn't matter.
You will never be in proximity to Blue Ivy.
No.
I don't care if Blue Ivy is 70 years old. You still ain't gonna never meet that baby.
Also, let I'm sorry. If go. You're rich and want a baby, you figure out a way to fucking get a baby. She could have fucking created that shit in a lab. No one gives a shit. She has the baby now. Blue Ivy seems like a well-adjusted, fucking beautiful soul of a person. Leave her alone. Move it the fuck on. Move it on.
And Blue Ivy is a billionaire, baby. And not only that, even I saw this discourse online with Erykah Badu and Beyonce, right? So Erykah Badu I love Erykah Badu. She's one of my faves, okay?
She's more of a personality than an artist, I feel, at this point.
She is now. She wasn't in the very beginning. She was very mysterious, like very much so like, oh, she would wear the onk, which she still does. But Erykah Badu is a whole vibe, right?
Yeah.
And so Beyonce, I guess, had posted something where, you know, like Erykah Badu always has different hairstyles. She never has the same hairstyle. And so she had the hairstyle with the braids and then the beads or whatever, which women have been wearing that from, you know, back in the days, the days of Jesus. Okay. But when wearing that kind of stuff,
Jesus days, so, everyone had braids.
Exactly. And so, well, the black people. And so she posted this picture of her and then Beyonce wearing the braids. And so she was like, interesting. Honey, the beehive just went crazy. You really think Beyonce over here trying to copy you, bitch? You weren't the first person. And I'm like, for those of us who grew up with Erykah Badu, and the fact that Beyonce literally says her name in one of her songs as like paying homage, the fact that you would think that Beyonce or that Erykah Badu has an issue with Beyonce is insane. Y'all will never know the relationship of these two women who are in the same industry. And then I think it was it Beyonce's publicist who made a comment talking about criticism with no credentials? And I'm like, I know the fuck you ain't talking about Erykah goddamn Badu. No credentials? You need to pipe down. You need That's to pipe down.
Name. If Beyonce's a name, Erykah Badu is a fucking
Honey,
name.
Honey, Erykah Badu is a whole. Don't play with Miss Badu. She been listen. Come on now. What we not finna do is not understand who the fuck Erykah Badu is. But not only that. Then after the album came out, Erykah Badu posted Beyonce and the fact that, you know, the clip of like the fact that she I guess the record that she broke or whatever with the number one, you know, songs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so she literally put at the bottom, she was like, get them. And but there was also two in between that people were like coming for Erykah Badu and she was just like, fuck all y'all. I don't give a fuck about y'all bees. Like, what the fuck? And then she tweeted, she was like, Jay-Z, you gonna let this woman and these bees attack me like this? You ain't gonna say nothing.
Yes.
And then when Beyonce was on tour, at one point she didn't say other people's names. She was like, Badu, Badu, Badu. People were like, that was Beyonce throwing shade. How do you know that? You don't know this woman. You're fucking weird. I just want us to live, to get out of the land of delusion. You don't have access to these people. Like,
what if every time, like, instead of every time people thought someone was throwing shade at someone, everyone thought they were like being very optimistic and supportive and cheering someone on until someone comes out and tells you, fuck that, I don't like them.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wouldn't that be such a different world?
It'd be so helpful. It'd be so, don't ask me about that bitch. Fuck her.
Exactly.
It'd be
on
so
some,
much
on some Mariah Carey shit. If they get the Mariah Carey shade, like the Mariah J-Lo shade, I'd be like,
I don't know her.
Exactly.
I don't know her.
That's what I'm looking for. That's what I need before I'm going to start talking shit. I'd appreciate it.
And this is why Beyonce will forever just put out her own documentaries where she is talking to a camera. I would love the opportunity to interview Beyonce myself. I'm going to put that into the atmosphere. Beyonce, yeah. Call me, girl. I want to interview you. And I'm not no stan. I'm not a part of the Beehive. I'm not going to go and do no research. I'm going to ask you questions of everyday stuff, not of, well, what was the soliloquy behind your song about so-and-so? Like, please clear up the room.
I'm like, when Jay for all. Up, where does he sleep? Where do you make him sleep?
Nah, I would never ask that. That's inappropriate. But
I would love to ask that.
And that's why she ain't going to never have you interviewed. But I just feel like this woman is having the time of her life. She is being intentional. And the fact that she included Black women in country and paying homage to even the first Black, you know, female country artist who performed at the Grand Ole Opry. I'm like, she's being intentional. Let's focus on that. Let's stop with all the fuck shit that has nothing to do with the actual record and just listen to it. We don't need to hear your opinions about it. First of all, I haven't even listened to the album yet, okay? No. I just only hear 16 carriages because I keep hearing it on TikTok and I'm tired of this shit. And I'm also tired of This Ain't Texas. Bitch, I'm tired of the two songs. So when I finally listen to the album, I will not be listening to those two specifically because I hear it on my For You page and I cannot stand it. But again, I am from the era of you had to listen to the music. Okay? Listen to it. You flipping through the goddamn album so fast and like, oh, I heard this. You ain't even had time to digest it
yet. Let me fucking sit with it.
Thank you.
Let me fucking drive in the car, volume max with it.
Exactly.
Before you come up with a 10-part think piece about it and what she's wearing and what she means and dissecting the lyrics and just give me a second.
They trying to do whole math. 16 carriage. She was 16 years old when she came into the industry. And then her daddy did this and her mama did that and blah, blah, blah. And then she missed out on 16 summers of what? Bitch, y'all do too much math. Y'all, I cannot take it. That's the woman will tell you in the documentary when it comes out what the fuck she meant about that song. Just wait.
Just feel it. Okay, wait, God. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really quick. Okay, you know how, have you seen all the shit people are talking about J-Lo? Everyone's just done with J-Lo.
Everybody's so mad at her and I don't understand why. Hashtag leave J-Lo alone.
Well, everyone's done with J-Lo. It's just like, I keep seeing videos about how she doesn't sing her own songs, how she's so fucking annoying.
She doesn't.
Okay, I feel like she's done nothing. Like, she's been the same. We know she doesn't sing her songs. We know she's fucking annoying. Like, whatever. She's been doing the same shit. Okay? But now she was just named in this Diddy lawsuit.
That's not surprising.
She was named in the Diddy lawsuit because she had to hold the gun when he shot up that fucking club in
allegedly.
And mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, what do we think J-Lo's gonna do? She's gonna have to say something, right? Because she was fucking named in a lawsuit.
No, because she didn't say something about that situation with the whole gun situation. She just walked her ass away from him and was like, nah, I'm good. I ain't dating no more Black men after that. I think I really don't know what people want from J-Lo. And I don't understand why people are so mad at the fact that she could or could not be from the Bronx and she wanted some kind of chopped cheese and a fucking juice. Did she kill your mama? Why y'all so mad at J-Lo?
Fucking putting their flag on Jay, like no well, one. J-Lo's just girl been went to like school with her.
Yeah, but some girl went to school with her. Was like, I'm tired of her lying, ma'am. Your government is lying to you every day, and you gonna die on the hill of J-Lo lying about being from the Bronx and that she used to wear her hair messy. She's a fly girl from and live in color.
I'm like J-Lo's never been this fucking pinnacle of fucking Bronx society to me. It's just always been like,
she ain't got no street named after her in the Bronx.
Oh, what? No. And like, I didn't watch her little documentary or like attempted a documentary that came out. I think that really fueled some people because it was bullshit. But
people are just hateful. Hashtag are, leave J-Lo mad alone.
J-Lo. Listen,
you would have thought J-Lo killed one of their parents because I just don't understand what talking about J-Lo
either
from.
Way, but y'all are really coming for her ass. And now she's all happy with Ben Affleck. Let her just go be happy with her fucking on again, off again mistress of a fucking husband.
People are just like, oh, you can tell Ben is upset. He's fed up with Jennifer Lopez. Did he tell you that?
It is crazy. But I am curious to see what happens because they named her and said she brought the gun. Because also in Cassie's lawsuit, Cassie said that Diddy would make her carry guns for her into all these places. And now they said,
if I'm not mistaken, the case with that whole case with J-Lo has been solved, correct? And like done with, correct? So is the statute of limitations up on it to a degree?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. Because what he is alleging in this lawsuit is that J-Lo carried the gun. Because, okay, do you remember in the Shine lawsuit? I don't know if you remember, but mm-hmm. the whole thing was that one of the friends of the rapper that was killed
mm-hmm.
Said Diddy pulled the trigger. And then, you know, miraculously during trial, mm-hmm. she said, I was actually tying my shoe. I don't know that that's what happened.
I would have said the same thing.
No, I'm not. Yeah, not giving. I ain't see shit. Especially that man. Are you kidding? At that time, that man, I would have said whatever the fuck he told me to say. So now,
I wouldn't say shit at all.
The allegation is that J-Lo brought the gun in for him. He shot multiple people, and I'm like, surely that can't be ignored in a court of law. Like they're gonna have.
But even if she brought the gun, if she didn't fire it, he could have stole it from her. He could have took it out of her damn hand. Who knows? Like, there could be a number of different things. You know, that happened 30 years ago.
It's just so. And then, so I wonder about that. I wonder about, like, do you remember when Rihanna and Chris Brown, when they had their argument in the car?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then they hit out at Diddy's house afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder about, like, all that shit. Is any of that going to come out? Like, there's so many things. I'm so interested.
I think we are worried about the wrong things.
I'm worried about it.
Right. Your government is trying to get you, is on some fuck shit. And I think we need to be more focused on what the government is doing. And this is a conspiracy. They're trying to bring Diddy down because they're trying to hide what they're doing. See, you're just caught up in it.
It's also a convenient time for Beyonce to release an album. Don't you think that was kind of quick? But maybe she knew about the Diddy shit and she knew they were going
to look. No, I think it was intentional. I think it was Beyonce. Let me just say this. From what I've seen from Beyonce, Beyonce does not appear to be a spontaneous type of artist.
I agree.
She's shown that very consistently that she is intentional in everything she does, even down to the timing of her albums, her tours, all that kind of stuff. This girl has probably already made this whole entire thing 15 years ago, and it's just now coming to fruition because apparently, allegedly, there were some people saying that Act Two, that this Cowboy Carter was actually supposed to be the first album. It was supposed to be Act One, and she made this like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so she ended up putting out Renaissance first, but we don't know that because you know why? Beyonce ain't told us. So let's stop saying
told
that.
Us. And even if she did it's tell
a
you,
lie until she tells us.
Lie. Yeah.
Thank you. It's a lie until she confirm it. So I just think we worried about the wrong thing. Like Diddy gonna have his day and that karma gonna hit his ass real quick as it's doing. And it's gonna hit him real bad. But I think we need to be focused more on the government. This is a big election year. And not just for the presidency of the United States, but also your local elections, people.
We love local elections.
There are so much other things on the ballot besides just the presidente, your local sheriffs and your commissioners, congressmen and women, your senators, your county clerk of courts. There's so many things that are on the ballot other than just Joe Biden versus Trump. Anyway, speaking of Joe Biden's America, Baltimore. Baltimore, the bridge. Lord Jesus, it fell.
You have not seen the video, which I woke up and watched it, and I was like, "This shit is insane."
You know that was it was on The Simpsons in 2015, I think, or 2002. Yeah, it was on The Simpsons that bridge collapsed. Huh?
Wait, the Baltimore Bridge specifically?
Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
The ship ran into it and collapsed it. Yep.
Wait, get out of here.
Dead serious.
Oh, that's creepy. Yeah. But I did watch this thing about quantum physics that was saying how every time you make a decision, your opposite decision is playing out in reality at a weaker version. So I'm like, yeah, everything could happen. Like The Simpsons could put out anything and it could happen. 'Cause everyone...
No, the creator of The Simpsons is a time traveler.
Oh, okay. That could be it too.
You would know that if you were born in the 80s. That's a real thing.
I was not born in the 80s, so maybe that's why.
It's real.
Does The Simpsons still come on?
Yes, it does.
Like new episodes of The Simpsons? That is wild.
I know. It's the longest running, I think, like animated show or some shit like that. I could be wrong. Don't listen to me. We're just here for entertainment.
I was never, like, I never had a huge fear of bridges. I think I have a safe, like, and accurate, responsible fear of bridges when I'm on one. Like, man, this is crazy how this is just holding me up above water. Now I'm terrified because I'm like, what is this bridge?
Yeah, I mean, people were saying, how did this boat manage to just collapse the whole thing? Well, apparently, I don't think people realize how big cargo ships are that carry all of these containers.
100,000 yards? How big was that cargo ship?
It was huge. It was huge. And so you take out one of them concrete, you know, pillars, it's over for your ass. And I just feel really bad for the six people, obviously, and their families who lost their lives because they were allegedly migrant workers, because you know how the Hispanic population is very huge in construction in the United States. And we love to sit here and talk shit about Hispanic people and that they don't add value to our society, but they do, because half of the shit that we have in this society would not be here without Hispanics. And so the fact that these people were here to do a job and unfortunately lost their lives and had no time to get off the bridge, it was really sad. And I'm, you know, definitely praying with and for their families. And I hope that they sue the shit out of that cargo owner, because they were saying too that apparently the owner of the cargo ship that lost power is somehow in relation to Mitch McConnell. And I think it's his sister-in-law's company or some shit like that. But again, y'all not here for the facts. You're just here for the entertainment. So that could be a lie too. I don't know.
Mitch McConnell. So it probably fell asleep. The ship glitched just like he did.
Wrong thing. I didn't even have a snappy response back to that. That shit was funny. I'm sorry. Bojangles is now in San Antonio. I don't know. Like... Bojangles has officially come to San Antonio, and I'm excited about it.
I love their biscuits. Shocked. I never thought, I don't know, I'm just used to my little San Antonio shit. I didn't know there was going to be a Bojangles.
That and it's only like 9 miles from my house. Yes, I did check. And I can tell you this.
You think it's going to be a beacon for the blacks?
That's no, because y'all San Antonians have never had probably Bojangles, so y'all going to eat it all up. But black people don't, I mean, black people go to Bojangles, but you're not going to get them to go over Popeyes, I don't think. Maybe. I don't know. It depends on where you are. Okay. I love Bojangles over KFC and Popeyes.
What do you eat from Bojangles?
I get the red beans and rice. The thing is, I stopped getting it because the beef chunks in there have been too big, too small, and I can't pick them out now, but I used to just pick them out. Their mac and cheese is really good. I love their biscuits over Popeyes biscuits any day.
Ooh, that's a high praise.
Yeah, their biscuits are way better, but I love Bojangles is like fresh everything. I love Bojangles.
I've never had Bojangles.
You need to get it. It's amazing. They have and when I used to eat meat, they have really good chicken too.
Do they have chicken? Yeah, chicken strips. I'm a chicken strip girl.
Yeah, it's just like a KFC or a Popeyes.
Ooh,
but better.
It's right by your house.
Well, not right by. It's like 9 miles from my house.
Here. Okay. I'm going to have to put Bojangles on the list.
You need to. It's really good. It'll soothe your soul. So Bojangles, if y'all want to send me some biscuits, I'm cool with that. Anything else we need to talk about? What have you been watching?
Finished True Detective Season 4.
Never even heard of that, but okay.
It was really good. I recommend watching that. I'm trying to think of whatever I watch shit. I just don't remember what the fuck I watch. Oh, that show, The Gentleman on Netflix. Have you seen it with Theo James? Did you ever watch that show, The Kingsman? Or that movie, The Kingsman?
No.
All right. It's some white British shit, but it's pretty good.
I figured. Yeah.
I watched
Shirley, the movie Shirley, that is about Shirley Chisholm, which is the first woman to run, the first woman and black lady to run for the president of the United States. And she was also one of the first black women, the first black woman to be elected to Congress. She ran for the presidency in 1972. It was amazing. So Regina King actually plays Shirley Chisholm. And she did a phenomenal job. I mean, it's Regina freaking King. Come on now. She don't miss. And what was interesting to know, I didn't realize this, But her sister, Raina King, is actually in the movie as her sister in the movie. But they have a production company and they both produce this movie on Netflix, which I did not realize.
Interesting. Yeah.
It was really good. It was a really good movie. Great acting. Terrence Howard is in it. And what was the guy's name?
You know what? I love that guy.
What was the guy's name who he plays in John Wick? He's the black guy, the concierge.
The one that died?
Yes, that was his last movie that he did.
Oh, I don't know. Before he passed away. I don't know exactly.
I can't remember his name. It's Lance something. No. I can't remember his name. But anyway, he was amazing in that movie. He did an amazing job. And who else was in it?
Lance Riddick.
Lance Riddick, yes, yes. I knew it was Lance something.
R.I.P.
But he did an amazing job. I mean, he was an amazing actor, but Regina King did absolutely amazing in this movie. And it's on Netflix. And I've started Origin with that was directed and produced by Ava DuVernay and starring Ajahnue Ellis. And it was in theaters and it's now on Netflix. I mean, not Netflix, Amazon Prime. So I started it, but I haven't finished it enough to give an opinion about it.
Okay.
But I definitely have started watching that.
All right.
So yeah. Anything else we need to talk about before we get out of here?
I'm trying to think. No, I think I got my Diddy feelings out.
I hope also too you got out the urge to want to be at one of his parties, because those are over.
Yeah, it sounds, the idea that anything I do is recorded because there's a million hidden cameras anywhere, mm-hmm. that even if I just drink juice and not alcohol, I will be drugged and just like put against my will to do things. It kind of did take the urge out. I would still accept the invitation. I don't know that I would go.
I think you would try to go.
I would try to probably go.
I'm gonna just tell you this: if you call me, I'm not coming to rescue your ass. I'm gonna leave you right the fuck there.
No, if I called you and I was like, SOS, I'm at a Diddy party, I need to be picked up, you'd fucking call me. Yeah, I mean, you'd.
I'd be like, "Where's your mama? Where's Miss Fowler?"
I was just listening to oh my god, what's his name from Stomp? Is it Stomp the Yard? Oh god, give me a second. Columbus Short. Did you see the Columbus Short interview?
I did. He needs to
drugged at a Diddy party.
He seems like he's still drugged, allegedly.
Looks rough, a little rough.
Ever since he allegedly beat his wife and got kicked off a Scandal, he's not been.
You know what is going to be the most interesting about this whole thing? I mean, all the Diddy shit is going to be very interesting, but the people who decide now, like whether or not, I don't know. I feel like there's going to be people who come out genuinely mm-hmm. and have these very horrible things. And there's going to be people who kind of like this is their last little taste of fame.
Yeah.
And are going to kind of use it, which like, it doesn't mean that what they experienced wasn't real, but I'm just interested to see who comes out and who decides to stay the fuck put and not say shit.
They'll be like Janice Dickinson lying about being drugged by Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
And I hate when people do that, because you attempt to invalidate the real honest to God truth and your pieces of shit for doing shit like that. So if nothing happened to you, shut the fuck up and stay out of this conversation.
Like if not that nothing happened to you, but like you saw something, or like you felt uncomfortable, you saw something happen. Not that you shouldn't say shit, but like this is the time for people who have real horrible experiences and stories to tell their story if they want to, and for
hard facts to
fuel that fucking lawsuit mm-hmm. and then all these little side stories. I want to hear from Fonsworth Bentley for sure.
Well, you know, there were rumors back in the day that he was Diddy's boy toy.
I believe
it. You can't convince me otherwise that you were just holding up a fucking umbrella, bitch. No.
For what?
Like, I get it, that was your little gimmick and everything, but even too, when he got married, the fact that he like fell off the face of the earth once he got married, it was like, Fonsworth, and I'm surprised he's not named in the lawsuit.
I know, it's crazy,
because I know he saw a lot of shit, because that was before social media was a thing.
I love the way that they named Meek Mill and Usher. Did you read that? The way they were like,
I did, and I feel bad for Usher too, because Usher was so young.
True, but the way
they
were like,
protect him.
Philly rapper was married to Nicki Minaj. Like, no shit. Like, who the fuck? Obviously,
were they married?
Or engaged. Were they engaged? Were they engaged? Married?
I don't know them people.
I believe they were engaged. It was just a very shady, the way that they named both of them was, you couldn't Are you kidding? You know exactly what it was. Anyway, very interested to see how that plays out. Prayers for the victims, and I hope Diddy fucking rots in jail or loses all his money or both.
It seems like he's losing a lot of it right now, which he sold all his shares of Revolt.
Yep.
To an anonymous person, probably Jeffrey Epstein. Anyway, all right, y'all. Anything else you need to talk about before we get out of here?
No. Happy Mercury retrograde. Everyone, think twice before you respond to someone and just fucking take a deep breath. It's going to be okay.
Absolutely. Y'all have an amazing week on purpose. And y'all remember to spread love.
Spread light.
And don't forget to laugh, your face off.
Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of The Face Off with Fleming and Fowler. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at The Face Off Pod. Be sure to tune in to The Face Off every Tuesday where new episodes are released.